This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on the forward march of free walking tours. I've had some interest in the concept of tours for some time. The way in which a people, a neighborhood, and a city are presented is not a trivial concern either for those doing the looking and listening or for those being observed, usually silently and sometimes like animals in the cage. There's a historic arch across the street from our house in New Orleans. On a normal day, several local bicycle tours stop to look at the arch, commemorating soldiers from the Ninth Ward who fought in World War I. It's hard not to hear the explanations of the guides and the stories they tell and sometimes fabricate about the arch. On the street side, the names listed alphabetically are all white. If anyone happens to walk to the other side of the arch, the names listed alphabetically are all black, and so it states clearly. Some guides stand in front of the arch and lecture their riders without ever suggesting they get off the bike and walk to the other side. Others see the arch as simply a rest stop and offer the opportunity to rubberneck the houses surrounding this one-block green square as they talk generally about the neighborhood. I've never heard anyone describe the fact that the arch was moved to its current location from the center of what was known as McCarty Square. The history that led to its being fenced and gifted to the school board from the city because neighbors on the square became afraid of too many people and increasing numbers of African Americans using the park day and night is never told. The very issue of the separate spaces for the names of neighborhood soldiers, black and white, is never mentioned or condemned, nor the relative irony that even listing the names at all and allowing them in the center of the small park might have been a bit radical for that time, almost 100 years ago either. Our union represented New Orleans buggy drivers for a while, and some of them were clear that they were unabashedly making up stories and stops based on favors from businesses and tips along the way. In the lower Ninth Ward now, the post-Katrina tours are a constant issue for neighbors because they receive no benefits from the gawking and pointing. In the coming issue of Social Policy, we offer an excerpt of a book dealing with slum tourism, Pro and Con, which includes a long interview with Acorn's Vinod Shetty about our members' view of tours in Mumbai's giant Dharavi slum where we work. At the First Organizers Forum International Dialogue in Brazil, my companheira and I spent several days in Rio de Janeiro and took a so-called slum tour of the favelas as this trend was beginning. My point is simple. All of this is happening in the cities around you, perhaps off your radar, but has impact both profound and political and benefits that are either non-existent or minimal to those living and working while the objects of the tourist gaze. And I say this after our family enjoyed and learned from a free walking tour in Mérida in Mexico's Yucatan that essentially walked among the buildings, churches, parks, and cathedral located around the city's central plaza. Free walking tours are sometimes touted as having begun in Berlin in 2004, and according to various websites, exist in 18 cities around Europe and 60 cities around the world, although a quick look reveals that this is just hype and marketing. The U.S. National Park Service has done an excellent free walking tour around the New Orleans French Quarter for decades, for example. Our Mérida tour in Mexico is not on any list. I'm not an advocate of free labor, but it's hard to deny that having the guide dependent on tips creates incentives for an excellent presentation. Our guide in Mérida was Mayan, but his 1,000-watt smile didn't disguise the political and religious facts of the Spanish colonization and enslavement of Mayans, the destruction of Mayan temples to build the churches, the apology of John Paul II in the cathedral for the historic abuses, the conflict of beliefs, his derision of the city's upper-class 19th-century love affair with everything French from architecture to fashion and more. In his case, the two-hour bilingual tour was a service to the city and should have merited the guide a position on the municipal payroll. As free walking tours are exploring around the world, communities want to receive benefits for their people as well and make sure the whole story is told and the contributions go to the community and the organizations making a difference rather than see their history and futures as little more than gratuity. They need to take their messages more seriously and recognize the power they pack. This is Wade Rathke for questions or comments. www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.